This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Amen? Oh, God is good all the time, isn't he? Even when we're not. Would you turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 2? Verse 1, please. Let's speak it. And you, he what? Made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind and thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is what? Rich in what? Mercy. Rich in mercies. Rich in mercies. Mercy is a gift from God. It's a gift. It's called the gift of mercy. People don't realize. He says he's rich in mercies. In other words, he's rich in forgiveness. Amen? When we cry out to God for mercy, we're asking him to consider us. Have mercy on me, Lord. Consider me. We're asking him to acknowledge us. Amen? That's a cry of acknowledgement. Mercy, when you cry out to mercy for God, you're asking him to hold back his judgment. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. And by grace, you've been saved by the plan of God. So here it is. It's powerful because his mercy comes when he considers us. We cry out to mercy. His mercy is forgiveness. Amen. His mercy is to hold back judgment. But when you and I cry to him for mercy, we're asking him to consider us. And when what does he do after the mercy is granted? That gift of mercy comes. Grace comes, which is the what? Way of escape. So then he releases his plan every time, no matter how many times you blow it, no matter how many times you've sinned, no matter how many times you've even broken covenant. When you get to the place of crying out for mercy, now it's going to take humility, humbleness. See, mercy, when you cry out to mercy for him, what you're saying to him, you're my only way. You're my only hope. I have no other hope. I have nothing else. You are my only. You're my everything. Amen? And verse 6, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, which is his plan, in his kingdom towards us in Christ Jesus. But he had to first grant us mercy. But you had to ask for it. So mercy was granted. That is a gift, just like salvation is a gift. Amen? Now, the gift of salvation comes with grace, because that is the plan of God. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that of your, not of yourselves, it is a what? Gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast, but of cooperation. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. That we should walk in them. Again, it is a gift of mercy from God Almighty for me and you. So many times we neglect that or don't realize that that's how it started. We're asking for his mercy. And when he said, you have my mercy, here's the gift of mercy. Now I will release my grace to you, which will lead you into the gift of salvation. That's why he's a good daddy. Compassionate. Again, his mercies are new every morning. We need that gift of mercy always. So let me ask you this. So many people don't show mercy. They don't sow it. See, you must sow mercy to receive mercy also. If you do not sow mercy, when you ask for God for mercy, he's going to say, well, you didn't sow it to somebody else. Why should I sow it to you? Just like forgiveness. It's the word tells us he can't forgive us if we're still haven't forgiven somebody else. If we're still holding grudges and things towards other people, he can't forgive you. His word says so. So you can be blessed and have all things going wonderful, this, that, whenever you get before the Lord. He said, I'm sorry, I don't know you. What do you mean I don't know you? You've been blessing me. You've been doing all these things. Yes, but you never forgave this person. I can't forgive you, so you cannot enter the kingdom. There's a lot of people that are going to be really surprised when they stand before God. You know why? They didn't sow mercy. And God can't sow it to them. There's so many people. I mean, even in my family members and so forth. I mean, there's so many people in their family members that are, they're still holding grudges. They're still doing this. They're still unforgiveness. They haven't sowed mercy. They have no idea when they stand before Dad what's going to happen. And they're blessed. They've got all kinds of stuff. They've got money. They got this. They got that. To them, they're blessed. But you know, the enemy can just hold back things so people can get blessed. Because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Why? Because he knows the end result is you ain't going home. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 89. Sow mercy, you receive mercy. You don't sow mercy, you don't get mercy. 89 verse 1, please. I will sing of the what? Mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth what? I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. Whoa, ho, ho. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever, and I will build up your throne to all generations. We will sing of his mercies forever. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21. Let's speak it. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not what? Consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Again, his mercies are new every morning. In other words, he refreshes his mercy. He restores his mercy to you. His mercies are new. They're renewed every morning. That gift of mercy is renewed every morning when you get up. Lord, let your mercies and your grace abound abundantly to me today. Okay, they're new every morning. Lord, forgive me for being a moron. No problem. I know you can't help yourself. Hallelujah. But they're new every morning. Amen? In other words, we are restored. We are refreshed with his mercies every single. In other words, you get an opportunity to sow mercy and to receive mercy. Amen? But if you didn't sow mercy, how can you receive it? You can't. Glory. Now, that doesn't mean, listen, that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to go back to things that have been broken, separated, and so forth. Amen? Because the enemy will always attack you. Why didn't I sow mercy then? Well, if you forgave someone, you sowed mercy. You know, even when you have to fire someone from work, you know, bosses and so forth, if they got a fire, they probably showed mercy multiple times. In other words, they forgave. You know, get it right. Maybe you're not qualified for this job. Boom. Ciao. See you later. Amen. But that doesn't mean that a person's bad. Maybe they're not qualified. But again, it doesn't mean that you don't forgive them. Amen. You forgive them, but you're not going to deal with it anymore. Amen. Just like in marriages and things, people get divorced and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, they should forgive one another and move on. Amen. Not hold grudges. Again, it's something that we need every day. Every day. James 1:16, let's speak it. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every precious gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So then, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, and slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to react. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive the meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of freedom and liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in whatever he does. So does the word say forgive? Yes. Does the word say mercy? Yes. Amen. All good and perfect gifts are from above. Proverbs 28, verse 12. When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. He who covers his sins will not prosper. Whoa! In other words, there's a limitation of your prosperity. But whoever confesses his sins and forsakes them will have what? Mercy. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Well, confess your sins, receive mercy. Amen. Psalm 25. It is a gift that is, I believe, is neglected. Verse 6. Remember, O Lord, your what? Tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sin of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me. For your goodness sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice. And the humble he teaches his way. And all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is what? It is what? Great. Wow. So he was calling out, asking forgiveness. Amen. Verse 12. Who is a man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him, reverence, honor, and respect him. And he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the gnats that the enemy has set. Tender mercies of forgiveness. Awesome. Not every individual is so merciful, are they? Merciful means full of mercy. It's amazing. People want God to be merciful, but they're not willing to be merciful. Hebrews 4:14. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Wow. Throne of grace to obtain mercy. Psalm chapter 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be what? A refuge for the oppressed and a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not will not forsake those who what? Seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. Wow. The cry of the humble. Amen. Humble. Remember, God rejects the proud, but gives what? Grace to the humble. Amen. The world is filled with pride. That's why they can't have mercy. They're not merciful. They're selfish. You know, you can have every justification and everything of justification why you can not forgive someone. But in the eyes of God, he says, there is no justification. Remember, he hung on the cross and forgave us. And what did he say? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even when they know what they do. He knew that people know what they're doing, you know. What was he saying? Father, have mercy upon them. Let his death pay the price for us, that we may have mercy on others and receive mercy. Psalm 33, verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who what? Fear him. On those who hope in his mercy, the gift of mercy. To deliver their soul from what? Death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Hope in his mercy. You know, I really believe that there's so much stuff going to be coming up that we're going to be tricked into hate. Unforgiveness. This person deserves that. Let God be the judge of that. Amen. We need to show mercy. Hebrews what? 2? Start at verse 1. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. For if the word spoken through the angels proves steadfast, then every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. How shall we escape if we neglect the great, so great of what? Salvation, the gift of salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Very powerful. So how can we neglect such a thing? Jesus tasted death for all humanity to show mercy to the world. Amen? He tasted death for all humanity to show mercy to the world. Glory to God. Romans 15, verse 7. Good God Almighty. I hope you find me screaming out for mercy. Let's speak it. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received you to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his what? Mercy, as it is written. For this reason, I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to the reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Glorify God for the gift of mercy. The gift of mercy, then the gift of salvation. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, deny yourself, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant. Be consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour and deceive. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So we're not the only ones going through it. But everybody must begin to recognize the gift of mercy. And every morning we should cry out to God for mercy. Have mercy upon me. You know? Humble for mercy. In other words, please consider me today. And I'm going to close at 2 Corinthians 5. Simple gift of mercy teaching in our new location. So have mercy. Verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat is the mercy seat. Does everybody get it? That is the mercy seat. That's why it's called the judgment seat. Because God is going to judge us whether we have sown mercy or not. Besides other things. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are all well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your conscience. Hallelujah. Mercy seat is the judgment of God. Nobody escapes. We all go before there. So I just want to encourage everyone tonight to remember the gift of mercy. Amen? Before you judge, make sure there's mercy there. I'd rather judge on the part of mercy than anything else. Amen? Err on the part of mercy. Forgive, bless, and move on. You know, the Bible tells us, which is one of my lovely scriptures, if you bless those who persecute you, use you, and speak against you, you forgive them, you bless them, God releases fire on them. So hopefully they're going to get cooked in the Holy Spirit and get rescued from hell. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed. Protect the seed that's been imparted in us and help us to show mercy that we may receive mercy in the name of Jesus. Anybody said amen?